Well, you know, it's getting to be about that time of year.
Christmas
Yeah.
for love.
Yep.
That's right.
Christmas
Love
presents,
Christmas.
sexy presents. We are, of course, talking about Easter.
Yes.
Nope. I mean, Valentine's.
Valentine's. Valentine's.
Valentine's.
Yeah. So enjoy this sexy present.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior!
You know what? Every day can be Valentine's Day.
You know what? Frankly, if you're only celebrating Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day, you're. I mean, come on. If you're saving it for one day, I don't think you're doing,
you're doing it
as
right.
much as you should.
I mean, no.
You're not doing everything you could be, frankly. Maybe you should do better, like we're about to.
Yeah, come on, Richard. Richards!
You're being a real.
Welcome to a Dr. Doom Valentine.
You're being a read.
Yeah. Lavaria. But yeah, so today we are doing a dramatic reading of a fun book.
Yes.
A fun romance comic.
Yep. And we looked back in the old archives to discover, what is it, Weird Love number 24?
That's right.
So I think this is might be like a compilation. It looks like Yo Comics from IDW is like releasing these.
Oh, are they?
I think the cover... seems to be more modern in a sense. It says IDW up there. So
oh, does it?
But it might be like a compilation.
But what else does
thing.
It say on the cover, Bri?
It says it's utterly, utterly gonzo, according to Women Write About Comics.
Mm-hmm.
And also Trashy Tramps and Dollops of Trollops, which is a quote courtesy of Dan Greenfield from 13th Dimension. How many trollops would you like?
Just a dollop.
Only one dollop?
You know, I like my trollops like I like my sour cream. Just a dollop.
On top of my soup.
Frankly, I'm going to have two dollops. I'm going to treat myself.
Whoa, that's okay, but you're going to be sore.
All right, so we're going to do a little dramatic reading of one of the stories in this one. It's called Dancing Shame.
Dancing Shame.
Dancing.
There's my shame. It's a dancing shame.
Da, 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 and apparently this was originally published in True Life Secrets, number 21, in August 1954. Pencils by Warren Broderick. Inks Ray Osrin. Publisher Charlton. Apparently nobody wanted to be credited as the writer of this.
Jack Kirby.
Yeah.
That's how it worked with a lot of these ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody, you're lucky you can even track down who did anything in it.
What was I to do? My twinkling toes danced in perfect accord with the man I loved, but I couldn't control my wayward, flirting heart that was sweeping me into my
dancing shame.
Dun, dun, dun.
Whoa, whoa.
Okay, we set the scene. There's a dancing lady number one there. She's in.
In great overprint red outfits.
Yeah, everything, yeah. Yeah,
she's just dancing up a storm in a spotlight in a club. It looks like, oh, there's a bunch of peeping eyes all over the place.
Oh,
in the
dark.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Looney Tunes characters. They're going to light a match, and that place is full of dynamite.
She's in a red bikini, but the red bikini's got a dress to it.
Yeah, it's got like a dress cape.
Yeah. She's dancing away, and sweater vest boyfriend is like.
It looks like Jimmy Olsen.
Bleeding, and meanwhile, Howard Stark there on the side.
Suit and bow tie.
Swarmy,
yeah,
swarmy
yeah.
dude. So she's dancing away, and sweater vest, who will be played by me, says.
Just dancing.
That kind of life isn't for you, Belinda. Come back to me. I love you.
I don't listen to him, doll. His love can't give you anything but trouble.
Jackie, Colin, and I were a dance team working hard for success. We rehearsed long hours each day, Jackie always striving for perfection on this late afternoon.
That's a hell of a stance they both got going. Like yeah, back to back, yeah. Elbows up, rumps just out.
Sticking them rumps right out.
Don't stop, Belinda. We'll go right back into the breakaway spot. It needs smoothing.
Oh, Jackie, for heaven's sake. We've been at it all day. I need a rest. Anyway, what's all this? What's all, what? I need a rest.
I need a rest from room.
Anyway, what's all this getting us, Mr. Perfection? Rehearse. We're still broke.
I like how you went from like no accent slowly.
Oh, it comes and goes.
It comes and goes.
This accent is a karma chameleon.
Yep.
Things will change, honey. We're good and getting better. The agent promised to have something for us soon.
Oh, I heard that one before. And what did we get? Just small time dates. Trouble with us is we don't get the right connections. Meet the big shots.
We will. One break, and when they see us, they'll flock to us.
When? The question pounded in me. I didn't have Jackie's patience.
Suddenly, shut up. Shut up. Horny boys.
I didn't have Jackie's patience. Suddenly, the newspaper caught my eye and seemed to hold the answer.
Garfield.
Heathcliff. It's the
50s. Yeah, oh, okay.
Tonight's the benefit party at the Marengo Ballroom. Plenty of big shots will be there. I know we can't afford it, but we can crash.
Honey, no!
He seems very...
Wow.
Honey, no!
We're not making our way by crashing. Honey,
listen.
Jackie drew me to him and held me tightly. I forgot everything. At that moment, I only knew the thrilling rapture of his embrace.
Okay, I gotta do sexy voice.
And like the rapture, my clothes were gone.
It's tough, honey. We plan a future. We want to get married. We need money for it. But we gotta be patient a little longer.
If you say so, Jackie.
I love you, darling.
I love you, laughing.
Jackie, I love you. Ba-doom-boom. Jackie and I had a bite to eat at the corner diner, and we separated.
That was quick.
Oh my god,
that was horrible.
Well, it's a different time.
Yeah,
we can't judge. I mean, I get it. It's not the morals that we have today. Anyway,
Jackie and I had a bite to dinner. Had a bite to eat at the corner diner, and we separated. I was beat and was going to turn in early to bed, but in the drab room of the boarding house where I lived, restlessness stole over me. I dolled myself up and hurried to the Marengo Ballroom.
There's a ball dude.
This block of tickets takes care of my whole party.
As he speaks to like a bellhoppy looking guy.
And in my internal monologue, I think,
I'm riding right in with this crowd. The usher's not even stopping to count tickets. And I was in. I kept up my nerve by mingling with another large party and pretending to have met everybody.
I'm Len Brock. What's your name?
Belinda Miles. We met, but I couldn't have impressed you, or you'd have remembered.
Okay, wait.
Oh.
I'm introducing a new bit to, we've done dramatic reads for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm introducing a new little twist to this. Each of you is going to reach into this hat and pull a little slip of paper out, and you're going to have to read your character in this sort of voice.
Well, this is a sudden startling change.
So I got comic book nerd.
I got Australian, which I will almost certainly get horribly wrong. It won't sound remotely Australian.
I'm a valley girl.
Oh, there we go.
The moment he spoke his name, my interest was kindled. Everyone knew of Len Brock, owner of the new expensive nightclub, the Golden Rocket. Here was a connection I couldn't let slip through my fingers.
Australian. Ugh, I'm really overthinking it now. Oh, there, love!
Yeah, feel free to interject a little bit.
You're impressing me plenty, Belinda. Belinda, pretty name. Lovely girl. Let's go out on the terrace and get acquainted.
I'd actually like that. After the champagne. I do need air.
Oh, God. This is like triple the length of this episode.
I'm gonna change my.
No, it's fine.
After this page.
I love it.
This benefit party's turned out. For my benefit, meeting you is something special. You have a boyfriend?
No.
No.
Oh my god.
I'm free as the wind, but I've got a dance partner. We're really good too, we think.
Baby, you and your partner come to the club tomorrow and you show me. You wear your costume. Real dress rehearsal.
I've got Australian with a lift.
Yeah, I'm sticking with it.
Australia.
Well, be there with bells on. Thanks.
Okay, I gotta change my thing.
Do you want to switch to a different voice?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Just because it is.
It is pretty lengthy.
Wonderland powers activate.
The audition was set. I couldn't have told Lynn that Jackie was my boyfriend. It might have spoiled our chances. The next day...
I've totally lost my Valley Girl idea. It's like some break for us? An audition with Brock? I still don't understand how you met him, honey?
Oh, just by accident. And what's the difference? All that matters is it's our chance and... Honey, we got a real chance. Chance like a snake has a chance to get in my boots. Hi.
Snake boots.
10 minutes later, we were auditioning.
That's fine, fine. You're both hired. I'll give you a contract at $300 a week.
$300? Oh, that's terrific.
So want some changes to your act. Not so much dance routine. Jackie'll fade after the first 2 minutes, and the spot'll be on you, Belinda.
I don't know what this is now. My accent is I don't know what.
Solo. I don't have my own dance routine.
Aw, dancing's not important. You're a looker. Just show yourself. Wiggle, you know, and less costume.
Like just a minute, Mr. Brock. Belinda and I are specialty dancers. I'm not playing stooge, and she's not burlesque, so, like, whatever. We can't take this job at any price.
And just like that, Jackie was tossing away $300 a week. A fortune to us. Horrified, I tried to save the situation, and I said, Jackie's just excitable, Mr. Brock. Give me a minute alone with him, and I'll talk some sense into him.
Well, all right, but even with Adam, you got the job. If you want it.
I just turned Southern, too. I don't know what I'm doing.
As soon as Jackie...
You've got the job if you want it.
As soon... Damn it, now I'm Australian.
We're having a good day.
It's hard, yeah.
Something in the South, okay. Corn. As soon as Lan Brock retreated into his office, Jackie took me into his arms pleadingly.
Okay, I've switched to gangster.
Honey, I'm the one to talk sense to you. No money's worth this kind of work. He's making you cheap. Cheap, I says. Tawdry. Let's get out fast.
Well, you're hopeless. I'm not turning him down.
Go on, then. Show yourselves off to a bunch of them oogly wolves.
Oogling wolves?
Ugly.
Oh, sorry. Ogling wolves.
Sell yourself short. Goodbye!
Jackie. My heart twisted in pain when Jackie walked out. A moment later... Len Brock stopped me, and I was afraid I'd lost out with him, too.
Can I, get a new one? Yeah, one to your left.
I'm gonna switch soon.
William Shatner. I'll take it.
I'm gonna switch after this page.
All
right. Page is almost over.
He was more than a dance partner, wasn't he? He was your boyfriend. You lied to get the audition.
I had to. Don't you want me now?
That sounded totally sincere. Don't you want me now?
Don't you want me now? For answer, Lynn swept me into his arms, and his flaming kiss burned out the thought of Jackie.
Am I complaining? Baby, sweet.
Lynn.
Thank you.
thing. Now I am a schmarmy Vegas type. A new life began for me at the Golden Rocket. A romance with Len held a strange excitement, a flame always fanned by his searing kisses. And my performance in the show was exciting too. The spotlight, the applause. I'm like a queen here. Everyone's cheering me. Wonder who that man is with Len. Never saw him here before.
Do I have to do another one from the hat to play the big guy, or can I? How many are left?
There's only one left in there.
I'll just do something else,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, or... do it up.
Len, that girl.
You can tell he's a big boy.
Yeah.
Right after I returned to my dressing room, Len came in very enthused.
You're a great big hit.
I can't do Shatner very well, that's I don't okay. think.
We don't have to continue you're a, doing it. We can just...
You're a great big hit. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're a great big hit. There was a gent at ringside table who wants to see you. He's waiting in my office.
To see me? Oh, what for?
He's big money and he's investing in a musical show. You're his choice for the leading role. That's what for. Go see him.
Will I? A musical. Oh, joy. And with an eager heart, I hurried to Len's office. The prospect of getting into a musical was thrilling. And I stepped into the office and...
Wow. Well, the ball even prettier. Like
Craig? Just your throat's just full of just
lots of
chicken wings. Chicken wings.
Well, the doll even prettier than out on the dance floor. Say, we're gonna know each other real well.
Len said that you had a part for me.
Business later, doll. The moment I saw you, I knew I had to hold you in my arms.
What? Oh, it's very upsetting.
His fat, lustful face was close to mine, and his lips were pursed to kiss me. Repelled, I used all my strength to wrest away, and...
Pow! You little spitfire. Len said you'd be free with the kisses.
Free with the kisses.
Free with the kisses.
Len said... Oh! Len said I'd be easy. The words shocked, shamed, and infuriated me. I fled, found Len in the hallway, and angrily laced into him.
You little fool!
Well, this is...
You don't have to do Shatner.
I kidding to start with.
Yeah.
It's so easy to do, but I can't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, oh no, it's not easy.
Can't do a smarmy Vegas type.
Yeah.
You little fool! You spoiled it for me, too! That guy was going to get a big deal with me! Being friendly with him would have helped us both! I think I'm just doing Phil Ken 7 now, but I'll just roll
it. I mean, that's who you started with, too.
Yeah.
It's
although his face there, it looks like the dude from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It does! Oh my god, it does!
Holy shit.
It
does,
yeah.
Wow. What made you think I'd be friendly?
You ditched Jackie and made a play for me. You're that kind. Now you go back in there and make it up to that guy.
I'm not going back in there. I'm getting out.
I'm getting out of here. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. I fled and walked down dark streets blindly, in terrible shame and guilt. I'd made myself a cheap thing. Len thought I could be passed around. I loved Jackie. I still love him. More than ever now. I was a fool not to listen to him. Finally, wearily, I found my way back to the street where I lived. I was turning the corner when, well, I'll pack up and go away and I'll try to start a new life somewhere. Make up for some of the wrong that I've...
Melinda!
Jackie! Jackie!
Melinda! I guess I was hoping to run into you before I left town. I'm on my way to the station. Out of town dancing engagement. They take a team, if I was a teen.
In a moment, I was snuggled endearingly in Jackie's arms. We were a team for always now. I'd never, never again dance away our happiness. Jackie, darling, I was such a fool.
The past is forgotten, baby.
It says honey.
Honey.
I like baby, baby.
You called me. My name's honey.
Baby, my name's honey.
Best is forgotten, honey. We can get married now. And there's a happy future ahead.
Yay!
The end. Young love, it just makes you so happy to see it.
It pans into him closing a book.
Sponsored by McGillicuddy's Chicken.
You can't swallow every bone.
But you
they
can
get
try.
Caught in there and then you're stuck with this.
Rich in green penis. Okay. Well, that was...
something.
A story.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Surprise.
We love you.
Yeah. Who are we? Let's end this charade.
Well, I'm...
Let's end this charade.
I'm Jackie, a.k.a. Honey, a.k.a. Baby.
Thought you were Belinda.
Oh, that's right.
I'm Jackie.
Jackie!
Belinda!
Do foil again! And I'm Bri.
I'm Merc. You can find me, all my stuff at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. Merc on Facebook, Mercanaut, like astronaut on Instagram. Yeah.
I'm Bri Kotick. You can check out my comic, Welcome to Hereafter, at that.com.
Check it out.
That.com, correct. It's welcome to hereafter.com.
Check it out.
And I'm Kyle Lees. You can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com or thekylelees on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. You can also check out the hashtag doodleduels. That's doodle spelt like doodle and duels spelt like D-O-O-L-Z.
You know, duels.
Yeah, duels. It's a thing that Merc and myself and Colin Rackham and Ryan Mackett are doing.
When this comes out, I don't know if it'll still be going or not.
Oh, I assumed it was an ongoing.
Yes, then we'll still be doing it.
Either way, you've got a lot to check out. You're going to have a lovely archive.
And if you're an artist,
for you.
Yeah, if you're an artist yourself, feel free to join in.
Please.
Every week we do some sort of challenge. Like we take a turn on making some sort of weird
thing. Like a pitch.
A little pitch. Here's a story.
Draw this.
Here's a thing. Here's some inspiration to do this, whatever. It'll be different every week. Different sort of stuff. And you have a week to do it. So it goes up on Saturday.
So you can
draw
can you
and
just
put it up. And,
can you can pop in whenever you feel like
absolutely.
Doing it? So it's not like a month long thing.
You do not need to sign up.
Maybe. I won't be a spectator this time.
Yay!
I might join in every now and then.
That would be great.
Special guest star.
Special guest star.
I think everyone should special guest star.
Yeah. That's true. You can all be part of our cinematic universe.
Mm.
You can also check out on Instagram Zero Issues.
Oh, yeah.
That's correct.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Duh.
Under the username Zero Issues Pod, I'm pretty sure.
Is it? Yep.
I think so. Sure. Something like that. Or just look up Zero Issues and we might be there.
Not issue zero.
It's not
zero
that, issue. No.
It's the one with the picture of Grimace.
Right.
You're not sure which zero.
Yeah.
It's the one with the picture of Grimace.
It's got Grimace. No. It's Zero Issues.
Yep.
You want the Canadian podcast with zero an issue in the title. That's good.
Though apparently, he wrote a comic book. So we should read that at some point.
Yeah, I know. I'm just being a dick.
Yeah, no. And you would be right to be a dick.
Thank you. Correct.
Right. So join us next week when something else happens.
Most likely.
We have nothing planned.
Nope.
No idea.
At some point, we're going to have a plan.
Yeah.
Well.
Plans are for...
We've gone almost 6 years without one, so.
Yeah.
Zero Issues!
Oh, my
sugar.
God.
Oh, sugar.
My name's Honey!